For nearly 20 years, Philadelphia Democratic Party Chair Bob Brady has served in Congress without ever facing a serious challenge for re-election. That could change next year. An FBI investigation into Brady's 2012 re-election campaign, as well as changing demographics in his district, have encouraged several challengers to consider a run at Brady's seat in next year's Democratic primary. WHYY's Dave Davies offers this look at whether the old-school politician is vulnerable in 2018.
You wouldn't mistake Bob Brady for a graduate of the Kennedy School of Government. He's schooled in street-level politics, rising through the ranks of the 34th Ward in Overbrook to become party chairman. Here's part of a discourse he gave a visitor in his ward headquarters on Election Day 2016, explaining that basic constituent service is the key to success in politics.
You know, presidents are great and mayors are great. People like to say that they voted for them, but they still want their potholes fixed. They still want a stop sign. They still want a street light. You know, and that's the bread and butter.
Now 72, Brady's built strong relationships throughout his district, which includes parts of South Philadelphia, Center City, and the River Wards of the Northeast. It also includes riverfront communities in Delaware County. Former City Controller Jonathan Seidel, an old Brady ally, says he's heard of potential challenges, but wouldn't bet against Brady.
I can't find anybody that's against him. I can't find any union that's against him. I can't find any community group that he hasn't touched in the last 20 years. You helped a lot of people. And he hasn't had any opposition because of that.
But there are signs the political terrain is shifting. The River Wards and South Philadelphia communities that were historically white working-class neighborhoods loyal to the party organization are increasingly home to new, more independent and progressive voters. Many are energized by the election of Donald Trump, and they turned out in big numbers in the May Democratic primary, shocking the Democratic establishment by dumping three-term incumbent city controller Alan Butkovitz in favor of first-time candidate Rebecca Reinhart. Democratic strategist Brendan McPhillips says they're not the same electorate Brady's used to running in.
They're younger voters. They're not looking to their committee person and their ward leader as much to get their guidance on who to support. They're figuring that out for themselves. And if there's somebody who excites them, that's who they're going to get behind.
There's another reason Brady could be facing some headwinds next year.
Tonight, one of Philadelphia's most powerful lawmakers is under scrutiny. Court documents show the FBI searched the emails of Pennsylvania Congressman Bob Brady.
For months, federal authorities have investigated what they say was a deal Brady struck in 2012 to get a primary opponent out of the race by funneling $90,000 from Brady's campaign fund to pay off the opponent's debts. Brady hasn't been charged, but two of his longtime associates have. These political consultants have been charged with engaging in phony transactions to hide the payments. One has pled guilty. The other may go to trial during next year's campaign, generating more damaging media coverage. It's not hard to imagine an opponent's line of attack. Brady's old-school deal-making has brought shame to the city, and it's time for a younger, more progressive representative in Washington. Nina Ahmed, a former president of the Philadelphia chapter of the National Organization for Women, is already in the race. She says it has nothing to do with the investigation.
I was going to do this regardless of whether he was vulnerable or not. Because for us to be in the 21st century and to have no women representing Pennsylvania is reprehensible.
At least two more candidates say they're considering jumping in. A large field could actually help Brady by splitting the opposition vote. Brady declined to discuss his re-election prospects, except to say he's confident going before voters again. Dave Davies, WHYY News.